Vamos falar, por exemplo, Pierre diz ao Junqueiro 3D13. Dictation is 4. Angelica Diaz, Diaz spells D-I-A-Z, Angelica spells A-N-G-E-L-I-C-A, date of birth is 03-20-1981. This is a 41-year-old female here with chest pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for some time now. She said she was diagnosed with COVID about 6 months or more and has been having on and off chest pain since then. She described pain as dull. Pain is located on the left lateral chest wall, not associated with activity. She denies diaphoresis. Review of system. She denies diaphoresis, denies shortness of breath, denies trauma, period. Patient says she's eating and drinking well. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Last menstrual period, 9/26/2022. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies shortness of breath. Next line, she denies diaphoresis with her chest pain. Next line. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line. Denies change in appetite, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 99% at room air, blood pressure 98, correction, blood pressure 168 over 97, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT, normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen assault, no tendon, no organomegaly, no peritoneal signs, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, no calf tenderness, negative Hohmann sign, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and pain. Assessment number one is long COVID. Number two, post-COVID chest pain. Number three, patient's risk for MI was considered. Her heart score is zero. Heart score is one. Next paragraph. Wells criteria was used to assess patient for DVT. Her risk stratification is low. She reports no calf pain, no shortness of breath, no bloody sputum, period. Next paragraph, in clinical data, EKG. EKG reveals a non-specific T-wave abnormality, but however, there was no ST elevation, no Q-waves. Normal sinus rhythm. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP. Lipid profile. Next paragraph. These include hypertension in her diagnosis. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. She was educated about on long COVID. And for advice that we will contact her with lab results. We'll consider cardiology consultation on our next visit if she continues to have chest pain, period. She was giving me opportunity to ask questions. She says she has non-endoputation.